All right, let's go here. 60.
59. Oh,
50. This is a countdown.
Yeah, we're there.
Hey, rookie.
Yeah, I love the old rock and roll.
What again?
40 show. 39.
Bristol.
Right now. 37.
Roll cut.
36. Countdown. 35. 33.
Please. Nobody gets our jokes.
You're listening to the countdown.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
If they're real, yes, they do. Like I say, you're underestimating a very intelligent audience. Or either I'm overestimating.
The countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 18.
We'll find out in just a couple of seconds. How many seconds?
We are now delivering the countdown.
14.
14 seconds.
Show.
Okay.
12, 11. Yes. 10 is our count. 9 for the Slade and
I got mine out of the way. See, six, you're supposed to do that too. So you don't end up going, this is not a COVID cough. My new phone says it's 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Quack, quack, quack. Right on the money.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
And on this
J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine?
Sure.
Won't you be mine?
Okay.
Well.
We're hitting on that primrose path to hell already, man.
There we go. We're already there. We're already there. Well, happy New Year. Everybody,
happy freaking New Year!
That's my little buzz noise.
I already forgot it.
What's your name again? I forget. All right, Eric. Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Welcome to yet another lovely Sunday here on the Slade and Mason Show. Hey, what is the Slade and Mason Show?
Hello?
What is the Slade and Mason Show?
That's what I was asking.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Every Sunday morning.
Well, the Slade. Well, we pretend to say that the Slade and Mason Show is all about you.
But really, we've got ulterior motives.
It's about us. It's about us. It's just like a radio program where
it's absolutely nothing like a radio program that you will ever hear in this year of our Lord or any other.
Yes, it is. We're going to share with you stories and news things you see throughout the week. You just can't believe it's our take on it. We're basically saying the things that you would think and say out loud.
But you're too polite.
That's right.
See, we don't care. We got no manners.
That's right. And you're not going to hear stuff like this on the radio because, well, quite frankly.
Like I said, my case exactly. Thank
yeah.
you.
Now just enjoy. Don't get all upset about it. We're just trying to have some fun here. Now, all the
all
music
right,
you're listening
Riley
to.
Riley Green. If you don't like it, we don't care because we do things a little different around here.
We'll give you double the money back. All right. Now.
I'm do you remember that, it right now.
Do you remember that Lucy episode with the beans?
Wait a minute. Which beans?
Though there was a, I know we're getting off topic here. I still got to say we're brought to you by Dana Music, or Dana Music is all the music you're listening to. But wait, real quick. Don't forget to check out that picture from Instagram from 2016. There's a picture from 2022. Wow, 2 years behind on Twitter or X or whatever the heck it is this week. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, go to our website, go to olfw.com and go order something. And then we'll know that you have issues.
Like I say, we're monetizing that thing. Yes, sir.
That's right, baby.
We've sold at least three.
Yeah, we've said we got a cool $10 profit. All right. Now, as always, we are brought to you by Icy Sun and Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. What tangent did I just go on?
Let's see. You were going off about, I can't remember.
There you go. All right, boy.
That's the purpose of the Slade and Mason Show, you see. Again, you get all this.
It just goes off on a tangent.
Mega information, and then it just.
Oh, my gosh. Now, okay, so real quick, a little bit of pull back the curtain here. At the very beginning, JD was like, yeah, it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I mean 10, yeah. So we don't, yeah, this isn't live. I mean, it's live, okay, like he and I are talking.
We're live when we're doing it right now, yeah. But it's not going to be live when you hear it.
Right. So what we do is we record this, and then I post it after I clean up. And when I say clean up, I mean I make a copy of it.
And you see, and that happens. We do record it on the very same day that you are listening to it, because yes. It is Sunday, the 7th day of January.
That's right. And we'll be talking about things that happened in the news so brand new that you know that we know that you know that we know that I know that you know that he knows that
yeah,
it's today.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Now, but what it gets published at 10 o'clock, but JD and I get up at O Dark early to get this ready for you. So
yes, sir. I mean, like I say, I get up early anyhow, but it's like this, I get up exceptionally early because I want to be sharp as a tack. So when he says things to me like Mr. Slade,
yeah, sharp as a tack, after he ruins his lungs. All right. Now
this is not a COVID cough.
God. All right, Mr. Slade. Being that it is what it is, what it is, what it is, I will ask you such that it is. It is a brand new year. Brand new clean slate ahead of us.
Yes, sir. Fresh with paper, new tablets, new, brand new sharpened pencils. Yeah.
Yep. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Before we start, hold on. Let me check something here. Page 15, 26. All right. Okay, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Weinstein. Yeah, I knew he'd be in there.
About see, Mooney, Sarah. Julian Springer.
Ooh, Prince is there. I know he's in there.
Skies are blue.
Bill Clinton. Yeah, we knew he was going to be there.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, that's another thing. All right, Epstein's guest list was really packed.
Well, I'm not on the list, so, and I didn't see your name either. So
there we go.
We're in good shape. All right, we are not on the Epstein list, boys and girls.
That's right.
So with that in mind, Mr. Slade, I am a Frito Bandito. I have to ask you a question, and it happens every Sunday because, well, dagnam it, it happens every Sunday. So I have to ask you this question.
1972.
That's right. Do you, I mean, it is Sunday, it's a new year. Do you by chance have, for everybody to listen to, a Sunday morning rant?
My goodness. Surprising that you should ask.
Why is that?
The new year. Fresh start, clean slate, endless possibilities, until reality smacks you in the face with a stale eggnog latte and a credit card bill larger than a New Year's resolution list.
Ha!
Fear not, fellow cynics, for I bring tidings of laughter and maybe a touch of existential dread in the form of this hilarious, depressing rant on how we can truly blow 2024 with a grand finale on Valentine's Day. Ah! Remember those lofty goals we scribbled on glitter bomb notebooks while nursing hangovers? Yeah, about them. By February, that gym membership will be collecting dust like a disco ball in your grandma's attic. And your baconary will devolve into a desperate search for cheese-stuffed crust pizzas at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Productivity? Who needs it? Let's embrace the art of the slow burn. Hibernate until March, fueled by reruns of Friends and questionable decisions made by delivery apps. Bonus points if you can convince your boss that researching the psychological impact on cat memes is actually a legitimate work task.
It is.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing that. Yeah. Ah. Oh, yes. Let's not forget that. You know, Dan and I are in both the same state. We don't have, you know, those partners. Therefore, we don't have those problems. We don't have the ridiculous of awkwardness. Ah, yes, love, the universal language, the reason Hallmark gets richer every February. But in the real world, dating is like playing dodgeball with emotional landmines. Yeah, you'll encounter bios that read like bad haiku, dates that involve more awkward silences than a mean conversation, and enough unsolicited selfies to fill a Kardashian family album.
Ew.
Picture this. Overpriced pricks fix menus, heart-shaped balloons that deflate faster than your hopes for a decent date, and enough pink decorations to make Pepto-Bismol blush. Meanwhile, you're stuck at home, surrounded by empty candy wrappers and a burning desire to binge watch rom-coms while wearing your pajamas inside out. But wait, there's hope, sort of. Okay, so maybe 2024 isn't shaping up to be a rom-com, but hey, who needs a perfect year anyway? Let's embrace the chaos, laugh at our own failures, and find joy in the little things. Spend time with loved ones, even if they're just your car and questionable pizza. Tell terrible jokes and wear your sweatpants with pride. Because honestly, the only way to truly blow this year is to take it too seriously. So go forth, my friends, and embrace the glorious mess that is 2024. Remember, even a dumpster fire can be a source of warmth and entertainment as long as you have the right marshmallows and maybe a fire extinguisher. If you're feeling particularly adventurous, why not throw a singles awareness day party on Valentine's Day? Serve anti-Cupid cocktails, play breakup anthems, and celebrate the freedom of being fabulously single. Just remember, the one thing worse than being alone on Valentine's Day is being stuck with someone who makes you wish you were. So there you got it, folks. Hilarious and slightly depressing guide to blowing 2024 in the best way possible. Now go forth, spread the laughter, and remember, even a bad year can be a good story. Just make sure you have enough wine and popcorn to get through it. The end.
That's the breakup song, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Who did that? Who did the breakup song?
Greg Kin.
Yep. Man, you are good.
I'm a disc jockey and a half, man. My knowledge of the classics is there.
You know, speaking of classics, Terminator song. Ah! There we go. Now, for
about a classic.
So for boys and girls here, I want to let you know that last night I rewatched Terminator Genesis. And the reason I did that is, first off, I had an opportunity to do so, and it wasn't narrated by any of the children. So I'd like to say this. A bad guy shows up, good guy gets bad guy. That's really the whole show. It has
and
lots
I have
of scenes.
To waste 2 hours to find that out.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know I went through the trouble of watching that, got it off my plate, and you're very welcome. You don't have to watch it. It had like 25 minutes total of Arnold in there, and that's all we have to bring. Lots of AI. Speaking of AI,
it's time for
it
our
is AI, our time to talk about that.
AI report.
So GPT-Chat, excuse me, actually got sued this past week. Did you hear about this? New York Times has sued GPT-Chat for copyright infringement.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So apparently book deals, what have you, all these different platforms where they're snagging stripping, I think, is the text from books. They've made arrangements with those companies, the Penguins of the world, But New York Times was in negotiations with GPT-Chat and it kind of fell through. So they said, all right, well, you guys aren't going to play nice. I'm going to just sue you guys. So they've been sued. And so no one's talking. There's a couple of podcasts I listen to, and Microsoft's not talking. GPT-Chat's not talking. New York Times isn't talking about it. They're like, nope, go read the filing. So that's coming down the pike. So one of two things, either GPT chat will be shut down, which is probably not going to be the case, or they get sued, or they'll just come to an agreement outside of court. So that's coming down the line, but...
Or they will send the orders right down the line because they're that intelligent and they will destroy the New York Times.
There you go, baby. There you go. Now, the most important thing for the upcoming year in England is
BritBox is airing a show called Archie.
No.
True story of London's most leading man, Cary Grant.
No. No, but you're close. A 3D representation on screen, live, once again, Elvis. Being brought to you by AI reconfiguration, 3D modeling. You will now get to see Elvis live on stage.
You know, dear God. You know Priscilla is rubbing her hands together like a praying mantis, man. Yeah, bring it on. More millions of bucks for the Presley.
I bet she is, baby. So.
And listen, you know what? You don't even have to share it with her kid because, well, oops.
Oh, man. You are going straight there, man. That's all there is to it. But anyway.
Double hockey sticks. Here I come.
So that's it with the AI news for this week, boys and girls. And remember, I'll be back.
Hey, buddy.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, I stopped watching award shows and things because, number one, they're ridiculous.
And boring.
You know, but the Golden Globes are tonight. Yeah, Sunday night. See, this is let you know that this is when we do this.
Yeah, but people are sleeping. They got work the next day.
Well, but you know what? 16 people are going to watch it. But here's why I brought this up. Do you know that, of course, in all these award shows, they have gift bags, swag bags is what they're called.
Yeah.
The Golden Globe swag bag is worth $500,000. You know, it's like... Now, Pure Wow says that the Golden Globes gift bag is valued at $500,000. The luxurious gift bag includes caviar, liquor, wine, beauty treatments, tattoo treatments, $200 custom swim trunks, a $600 brown suede bag, a $15,000 stay at a Four Seasons hotel in Mexico, a $50,000 yacht trip to Indonesia, a $15,000 vacation to New Zealand, a $20,000 vacation at the Ritz-Carlton in the Cayman Islands, and $10,000 worth of flight credit on a private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see here. First off, who is going to be participating in the Golden Globes?
I'm not. I wasn't invited.
And nor was I.
What?
And I believe that the people who are going to be on stage are going to be wearing outfits that are more than my entire wardrobe or ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we giving these clowns on a fake award show? Because the viewership for the Golden Globes has declined constantly, worse than the Miss America pageant. But why are we giving them $500,000? I mean, you know, come on.
I have a better question to ask of you. What is the Golden Globe?
The Golden Globe recognizes movie, television, and theater performances.
Then what are Emmys all about?
Emmys are strictly television.
Then what are Oscars all about?
Oscars are about movies.
Wait, then Globe and Globes is just like a minutia of like a little subsect of itself.
Yes, exactly. Again, which is why it is a waste of time and why they're going to waste another 3 hours on this garbage. I do not understand because it's like the new programs can start now. The writer's strike is over. So why not put one of them in there instead of this crap? Because, I mean, like I said, I can tell you, I'm going to look at the numbers tomorrow morning when I go up to work. And I can tell you, they're going to be dismal. They're going to be absolutely dismal because, number one, you're competing with first Sunday Night Football. And the Golden Globes. That's a different audience altogether.
And don't forget, there's also Terminator Genesis on Amazon Prime, okay?
Oh, yeah. You know, again, not to mention the comedy block on Fox. So.
There you go. But why did they give it a 4.5 stars? It wasn't worth a 4.5 stars. I don't know.
Who got a 4.5 stars?
Terminator Genesis. I'm like, I mean, I get it. It's a reboot. But, you know, here's my argument. If it's a reboot, why is Arnold there?
Did you see this before?
Yeah, but my point is, a reboot is where you start over again, brand new actors, brand new actresses, storylines similar, and they did that, but they brought Arnold back and didn't bring back anybody else. Why?
Well, because Arnold is a Terminator.
It's called a reboot.
Sarah Connor is a human being.
It's a reboot. It's a reboot. It's a reboot.
Did they do the same thing as they did with the first one?
Yes. That's the problem. It was a reboot.
Again, the thing of it is that all the Terminator movies are the very same.
Yes, but they did a small derivation on it. Like when he went back, Sarah Connor's in the original one had no idea who the Terminator was. Now in this one, when he goes back, she has a complete history of knowledge of everything that's going on. I'm like, whoa, put the brakes on. What happened here? So then it's like 20, 30 minutes of explaining how that happened. And then 20, 30 minutes explaining how this happened and how she, I'm like, who writes this junk? This is terrible.
By the time you figure all that out, the movie's over and you still have no clue what the hell went on.
Yeah. You're just sitting there with your mouth gaping up and going, those are the credits. Okay.
Yeah. Because you get those eyes like when you're peeing in a pool.
Yeah. or spending 20 minutes at your house.
Did I tell you about my boss visiting?
Yes, you did.
It was glorious. It really was.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of visiting, I was going to go up to New Jersey this weekend. Glad I did not.
Yes, because you could have really gotten yourself caught.
Yes, I wouldn't have been able to do the Slade Mason show. That would be terrible. Terrible, I tell you, boys and girls.
I would have really been upset because if I had gotten up and then you're going to tell me, oh, we're going to do a show.
I can't do the show today. I can't have my computer working. You'd be like, Mason.
Yes, sir. Like I say, I'd be talking to you all kinds of weird ways and talking about the Lord and your mother and everything else. But, you know.
And other people in my life.
Exactly.
So, this past yesterday, we had, what do we have, like 4 inches of rain or something ridiculous like that? It was.
I don't know. It was here's what happened. You know, I stopped taking naps, but it was just so cloudy and yucky. It's like, and I was just so filled with the spirits that, I took a nap.
The spirits. Is that where we're going with that?
I laid down about 2:30. I woke up. It was, I think, 7:30. I was like, yeah, okay. So then I got myself ready to get back in that same mode of mind. And then it's like I watched some Family Guy and I was happy.
Yeah. So you know what? Family Guy, I watched that this past New Year's with my son and his friends. And I think it's an acquired taste. I think Family Guy is an acquired taste. I just can't get into it for some reason.
Well, you have to have started way back.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you can get, if you come to my house, I got all 22 seasons.
No, thank you.
It's like, but you see, unlike the Simpsons, they've gotten to that exalted point where now they're just preachy and, you know, they're really not funny anymore. And now it's just seeing how long they can roll the string out on it. Family Guy still has some fresh ideas about what they're doing, and they've already been signed up for another 2 years.
Yeah, because they look back at the Simpsons stuff and you use their stuff.
Well, that was easy. Again, he admits he steals a lot from everybody.
Of course.
I'll tell you what, he does some cool things, though. Mm. Every once in a while, you'll see a wink to the Warner Brothers because it's like they'll do some scene like the singing frog.
Mm-hmm.
They did the singing frog, except it was a singing dog. And when the guy was sitting out there, all of a sudden Brian sat out there and went,
I guess that's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, all you had to do was, you know, have been a teen in the '80s and never grew up.
Okay.
That pretty much covers me.
That works for me. Anyway,
but the kids loved it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They thought it was funny. They stay up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
You're an old fart.
Shut up, you whippersnapper. I'll snap my fingers and turn you into a frog yourself.
You when I was your age.
We were respectful of older people. We didn't have any red data snaps. All right. So, so I didn't drive up to New Jersey. Nor did I fly in Oregon from Alaska on a 737.
Listen, you saw that happen. First you think it, and then you do it.
Yes, yes.
Boom.
You know, nothing like flying along and part of the airplane just... Talk about 737.
Somebody decides to roll the window down.
737 coming out of the sky. In pieces.
I mean, and the glass shattered, and they killed one person.
No. I mean, we're talking about two different things here.
No, wait a minute. This is the plane where the window blew out, right?
Yes. No one got hurt.
No, that's stationed in the north.
No, you're thinking of something different. Yeah. So no one got hurt. It blew out. The only thing that left the cabin of value was like a little 1 or 2 year old had a shirt on that was loose.
Oh, and it, 1 or 2 year old?
The shirt just flew out the window. And the mother grabbed a hold of the kid and said, well, we're going to keep a hold of this one. Make sure he doesn't fly out either. But no one screamed. No one yelled. The oxygen in the little doohickeys dropped. And everybody put their
are now grounded.
Yes. Yes. This little incident where part of the plane just decides to go, yeah, I'm done. You know,
I mean, I just could not imagine.
Who needs this door? Wasn't a door. It wasn't a door. It was like a side piece of the actual plane. Just decide to go, bye bye.
Bye.
See ya. I've had enough for the day. I'm a vacation.
I mean, I just, you know, you see cartoons where when hope a plane like the pressure. Opens up, it's like everything just goes out the window.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there goes the Hollywood trope of everybody screaming at the top of their lungs when something like that happens. Because here's what happened.
Yeah,
it was like, boom, everybody just went. Anybody knows the plane just kind of lost part of itself? Anybody? You know?
And here's the other thing. Why in the world wouldn't the pressure gauges give up on them? Because you got all that pressure coming out of that cabin.
So the front cabin where it's a different air system. Intentionally. Oh. Yeah. Mind you, I'm sure they felt it as well. And it was pretty cool because if I heard correctly, it was a woman pilot. And you can hear air traffic control on the ground sounded like he was a 24-year-old kid. Like, did you still want to file an emergency? Yes, I would like. Yes, we need an emergency landing. Hello, we have 137 passengers on here. All right, it's cool. You can come on runway 16, okay? Awesome.
With our friend in the TSA.
We'll return to the Slade and Mason show after this.
Woo!
Inside joke.
Hey, you can't bring
somebody
the
will ask you about that with next week.
Today in history, January 7th, 1598, Boris Godunov becomes Tsar of Russia. Now that is a cool name. 1782, the first American commercial bank, the Bank of North America, opens. Of course, they only had like 3 ATMs at the time, so. 1785, Frenchman Jean-Pierre Blanchard and American John Jeffries travel from Dover, England to Calais, France in a gas balloon. This was much better. The one filled with lead just didn't work. 1927, the first transatlantic telephone service is established from New York, New York to London, England. First call was made from New York to London, England to a small corner shop where the guy called up and said, hey, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Yeah, well, let him out. Ha ha ha. 1959, the United States recognizes the new Cuban government of Fidel Castro. That worked out well. 1980, U.S. President Jimmy Carter authorizes legislation giving $1.5 billion in loans to bail out the Chrysler Corporation, because quite frankly, we all need a K-car. 1990, the interior of the Leaning Tower of Pisa is closed to the public for safety reasons. Apparently, it's leaning. And finally, 1999, the U.S. Senate trial on the impeachment of U.S. President Bill Clinton begins. Clinton, where do I know? Oh, Hillary's husband. Got it. I'm Dan Mason, and that's January 7th.
Hey there, I'm Carmine DiGuzio. Hey, are those kids of yours driving you crazy? You got a job too? No problem. Bring those little snot monkeys on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare. Your little ankle biters will enjoy a long 10-hour day in our history room, learning all about the past firsthand. In our back room, we have over 200 high-speed sewing machines just like they did at the turn of the century. Your little ones will learn what it was like to actually work in a sweatshop right here in the Garment District. We'll teach them how to speed stitch through leather, cotton, nylon, and naga hide. By the end of the day, your little ones will be all tuckered out. My pockets will be bulging. You'll actually see the finished products in stores throughout the United States. Wouldn't it be great to see our little darlings having helped bring back a long-forgotten service to the United States? Also, if you have older children, you know, over 4 years old, we can start them off on the high-speed loom. It crosses at 1,500 lines per second. They'll learn about manual dexterity and agility. And if they don't want to lose a finger, eye-hand coordination. It'll be fun. So bring your kids on down to Carmine DiGuzio's Happy Smiley Face Daycare and drop them off for the experience of a lifetime. History coming alive.
All children must have current shots. Insurance cards must be present at all times. Current accidental death and dismemberment rider must be documented. Next of kin daytime telephone number must be on file. The Carmine DiGuzio Happy Smiley Face Daycare exemption contract must be signed by both guardians prior to entry. No long hair, jewelry, or loose clothing permitted in the historical area.
Hey, I'm Carmine DiGuzio. We'll leave the loom on for you.
Charleston love the shrimp man. He comes on singing joyously as he goes up and down the city street.
Shrimp, here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp tends and a plate, giddy on a roll, roll, roll. Giddy on a roll, roll,
shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Anybody want my shrimp
man? Here comes the shrimp man.
Honey, let me tell you about these shrimp.
Dump them in the frying pan and make them jump like a natural man.
Honey, let me tell you about these raw shrimp.
Mommy, here comes the shrimp man. You better come catch the shrimp man.
Balato day, la 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 la, load of fried shrimp. Balato day, la 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 la, load of stewed shrimp. Balato day, la 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 la, load of boiled shrimp.
Down in Charleston, hear the shrimp man. They hurry to the door and join his happy song.
Shrimp man.
All the children dance and shuffle to his rhythm as he goes singing joyously, a strutting and a singing all day long.
Shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp tends and a play. Giddy on a roll, roll, roll. Giddy on a roll, roll, shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Anybody buy my shrimp?
Here comes the shrimp man.
Honey, let me tell you about these shrimp.
Dump them in the frying pan and make them jump like a natural man.
Honey, let me tell you about these raw shrimp.
Mommy, here comes the shrimp man. You better come catch the shrimp man.
Up and down the city street, singing as he goes. Honey, here comes the shrimp man. Shrimp man. Giddy and a roll, roll shrimp.
Just two nickels a plate. And you can have a fry for breakfast. And you can have a cold for lunch. At supper time, you make them in a salad.
Here comes the shrimp man. Lady, get out your dish pan.
Want to hear that singing venture?
Jump like a natural man.
Shrimp. Here comes the shrimp man.
Shrimp.
Here comes the shrimp man.
Get out your pan, your big dish pan. Mama, here comes the shrimp man.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
I Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
That was the Shrimp Man. I don't know if you knew that. That was by the Ginger Snaps and Charles Ford today in commemoration of National Tempura Day. And the number one, other than eating flowers that are deep fried, the other one is the shrimp that gets deep fried in tempura. Today, yes, National Tempura Day. Listen, if you are going to eat your shrimp cold for lunch, make sure you please pack it with ice, because you don't want to eat that at room temperature after it's been cooked, because
like they said, it's like ice. There's a trash can in this country that has a whole pound of shrimp that somebody gave me, and yeah. I certainly hope that the cats and the maggots enjoy it.
Because shrimp goes real bad fast. It does.
You know what I did yesterday? Because it's like, you know, I have people who provide me with food because, well, they love me, but you know, they provide me with really good meals. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I looked in my freezer and here was this nice container of vegetable beef soup.
Ooh.
Oh man, yes sir. I thawed that thing out and I had me a nice little cup of it, and I'm waiting now because it's like when I go back home, that's what I'm going to have today too, because it was just good. Mm-mm.
Well,
I mean, it make your tongue slap your brains out.
Well, I was I subscribe to certain YouTube videos. And one is one is a guy who does these dishes, and they're really, really simple dishes, but they take for flipping ever. I mean, he's on screen. He's like, oh, you do this and this. And then after that happens. But it's the after that happens. So you're waiting, like there's a 30-minute wait period. You have to wait for something to rise or cook or something.
Yeah.
So I did. It was an Italian. He called it Italian pot roast, I guess it was. And you take oxtail, big oxtail, yeah, and you fry each side, and then you know, onions and celery. Anyway, so I did. I started this thing at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, Jiminy flipping crickets, because he's like, oh, you put the onions in this. And then I'm like, wait. This is not 15 minutes worth of prep time. This is like 45 minutes to an hour's worth of prep time. And then it's the cooking. And you got to make sure these sides cooked properly. Yeah, I got that cooked properly. Great. Now you got to put the onions in. All right. Now you got to sweat them out. All right.
Mm-hmm. So by the time you finally got this thing ready, you're ready to go to bed.
I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
But I did. I took a chunk out. I took the potatoes out. I took the stewy material on top. I took a couple of slices of Italian bread. Dude. Wow. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, but it took you 6 hours to get it, man.
Dude.
Come on.
It was worth it. It was worth it.
No, it is not. It is never worth 6 hours to wait for something.
This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Ices on the Nicey Treats.
Where you will not have to wait 6 hours to get a great treat.
Ah, good segue. It's a new year, boys and girls. And on April 1st, the doors will open on my buddy Sheila and her husband Al's red truck. And what that means to you is you need to get your butt in gear. If you got a birthday party, corporate event, or fundraiser, you need to get a hold of them. And why, you may ask? Someone has to ask why. Are you asking why? I'll tell you
why.
Why? Because it is such a special deal. They have on their food truck, not a pile of food, nothing greasy, no greasy burgers or fries or anything like that. No. What they have are these two huge Italian ice shredding machines. And what they do is they take a big block of clean, pure, delicious, watery ice. And they put it on top. And these blades slowly rotate. And it creates what happened in New Jersey. You get a snowfall into your waiting goblet. But instead of turning into a snowman, what they do is they pack it up very gently into a nice globe. And then they put these flavorings right on top. And it soaks into the snow. And it becomes this... Oh my gosh! It's not like the ices. You know, when you're going around town and they go, yeah, let me shovel up a little thing
like
of snow.
Having fancy Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah, that's basically just running it through a blender and then adding flavor. That's not good. Yep. You need something smooth and delicious, and that's what Sheila and Al created. They went to the islands, Hawaii, and they had this as an experience, and they said, dagnabbit, we're going to bring this to the United States, the real United States, not the fake United States, not the Hawaiian United States, the real United States, where real Americans live, not Hawaiian Americans, but if you're a Hawaiian American,
Leilani, I mean, it was for great. My co-host rude behavior. It's like, because the islands are very beautiful and they have some beautiful people in them.
But we're talking real America.
Ooh. I don't want that poi. What the hell is poi anyway?
Oh, get that spam out of my face. All right, now, I want a ribeye steak if I want to eat some real money. All right, so all joking aside, no, you want to give them a call. They're available for you, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. They are, again, ready for any event coming up. Maybe it's a birthday party or maybe it's a wedding anniversary you want to celebrate, right?
And if you want to find out where they are before you book, just take a look. Go to their website because it'll be listed there. And then you can find out where they're going to be and where you can taste and treat your tongue to the best thing that'll ever hit it in this planet.
Now, if you're wondering what the website is, it's www.icey.com/thin.
Leave out the G, for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're also available on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know if they're on that weird thing with the letter X, but, you know, you can search them. Or, again, just give them a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. Once again, 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
All right, so lots to talk about now. 737 coming out of the sky. Yeah, that is definitely a good one. Okay, we get that. We can pull back. You.
Yeah. Yep.
In the Elmer J. Fed hat.
You got me.
What is a good way to show the judge that you're remorseful for something you did, that you're going to be sentenced to 18 months in prison? Let me think about this one. Should you A, sit down when your attorney tells you to sit down and just take the punishment, or B, jump up from the table and fly through the air and attack the judge?
Yep, that's my way to go.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. That's the way Americans handle things. You're going to get 18 months in jail. Well, I'll tell you what, Your Honor.
Yeah, so now he's facing new charges of, let me get this guy's name right. Why did I wait so long to put the name? Deborah De Leon Redden. So now he faces, yeah, he did. He flew through the air. She's busy. She's about to read his judgment, which was going to be about 18 months in jail. Apparently,
now he's going to get like 18 years.
Now he's going to get, well, let's see. He faces 13 counts, extortion, coercion, force, 7 new counts of battery on a protected person, referring to the judge's officers who came to their aid. It took like 3 people to wrestle this guy off, and he just kept going. He just kept going and going and going.
Again, here is part of the problem with our criminal justice system, because it's like, now this guy, you know, this happens more often than people know, because it's like people, they don't want to hear that they're going to wait for the rest of their lives. So it's like, you know, again, it's like it's their last stand. So they get up and try to act a fool.
18 months.
But here's the thing, Dano, you know, you got criminals who do stupid things like that in courtrooms. But, you know, your face is your face. Nobody has your face. But if you decide to alter your face and put things like lightning bolts across your eye, you know, big stars around an eye, you even actually have glasses tattooed on your face. I mean, you are not going to be the least identifiable person when you commit a crime where they have video.
It's like having a barcode.
And here recently, I've had at least 6 cases. 6 cases. I mean, it's like you look at their face, and I don't know if you've ever seen Jelly Roll, singer.
No.
Jelly Roll, he was a criminal. And so he's got tattoos all over his face and such. Well, like I say, if you decide to make yourself unique like that, How the heck do you think you're going to get away with committing crimes when there's video around?
Let me
tell you. Because here they see this big bright star over your eye, you know?
He looks like that guy from the Pawn Show. He's a big I'm sorry. Gus or whatever his name is. Or Smedley. You know, what do they call that guy? Was Smedley? What is his name?
Oh, no. Chumley.
Chumley. Yeah, he looks like Chumley.
I used to watch that show religiously, man. And then I realized that Rick Harris was like robbing people.
Am I wrong? Huh? Doesn't he look like Chumley? Let's be honest. Yes, except he's got a barcode on his head. All right. So
yeah, it's like so. I mean, and that's another thing. Here you get things like you get something like killer tattooed across your forehead. I mean, you know, come on, man. Like, you know,
have you redeemed yourself? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm going to open up a criminal college. Not yet, but if you're doing stupid things, like I say, like having killer tattooed on your forehead, and going to a bank and try and rob it.
Or killer with the date of the actual crime date. You know, it's like, Your Honor, I present to you his face.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's nothing, you know, I'm sorry. Now you see why I decided to take this job, because it's like I can get away with crime here and not really, very rarely get caught. Whereas if I go out in the street, man, I'm going to be dumb enough to get caught.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. Yeah. Too funny. Sorry. So here's an interesting one. I don't know if you heard of this. There's a woman who had a secret code that was in her silk dress from 1888. It was a dress purchased at an antique shop about a decade ago, and it contained a hidden code that was baffling people for over a decade. Well, this past week, the code was finally broken by the a data analyst at the Canadian University. Now, evidently, the message was as follows. Bismarck, omit, leafage, buck, bank, Calgary, Cuba, on guard, confute, duck, Fagan.
What the hell does that mean?
Yep. So translated, evidently that has to do with, for instance, it is the code words for temperature, pressure, dew point, precipitation, wind direction, cloud observations, wind velocity, sunset observations. So Bismarck.
It's a barometer.
Bismarck, omit, leafage, buck bank really means the weather in Bismarck, then in the Dakota Territory, had a temperature of 56 degrees Fahrenheit with a barometric pressure of 30.08 and a dew point of 32 degrees and a clear day with no precipitation and wind from the north. All clear sunset with wind velocity of 12 degrees. I'm Bob Barker. Back to you, Jack. So it was basically a weather report. So
and it was probably wrong, too.
And it was probably wrong. And it was cloudy that day, so she had it all wrong. I don't know what that was going on there. So apparently they finally figured out what the little piece of paper was, why it got in there, why she wrote it down. Nobody has any flipping idea. Speaking of ideas.
This is still over 50 cents.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And you in the corner.
The fattest nation in the world. And you know why?
Why?
It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not Dan's fault. It is the food industry, because they insist on cramming this stuff down our throats. And here we are in a new year, and the old stuff still going.
Yeah.
Tony the Bomb says Subway is adding 2 new foot-long desserts to their menu. Auntie Anne's and Cinnabon will provide the foot-long pretzels and foot-long churros. God. Subway already has a 12-inch cookie. Subway's going to offer a side of sauce for the pretzel.
Jesus.
More Totally the Bomb says M&M's has released a new Easter candy called M&M's Easter Sundae. The chocolate candy tastes like a vanilla sundae with chocolate syrup. The candy is available online and at Target.
No.
Eater Chicago says two Chicago restaurants named Wiener Circle and Daisy's have teamed up to create a Chicago-style hot dog croissant. The poppy seed croissant is made with Vienna beef hot dogs and Daisy's own croissant dough.
Oh, God.
It's filled with yellow mustard, onions, neon green relish, and celery sauce.
Yum. Does it come with a wharf bag?
Foodie says Sonic is set to introduce a new peanut butter bacon Sonic Supersonic double cheeseburger.
Oh, God. Did you just say that?
Yes, I did. A new peanut butter bacon Supersonic double cheeseburger.
Jesus.
The juicy beef patties are slathered with creamy peanut butter, crispy bacon, grilled onions, and melty cheese. Where is the barf bag for that? KRQE says Mountain Dew is bringing back its popular Baja Blast. The lime-flavored soft drink, which was previously only available at Taco Bell, will now be sold in cans and bottles year-round.
Yay.
The Daily Mail says resellers are selling Starbucks limited edition pink Stanley cups. Did you hear about this?
No.
Okay, so, all right, Starbucks had this special promotion. They had these pink cups, but they were only selling them in stores that are in stores that were in Target stores.
Okay.
All right, so they were selling, of course, they were selling this limited edition drink. Now, of course, they went on sale because Starbucks said, we're not going to do it again. They're 40-ounce cups. They were going on sale for $49.95. They're now selling for over $300 on eBay.
Beanie Baby. Beanie Baby.
Broken out at several locations where fans have been lining up to snag a cup.
Beanie Baby.
Yep. The C-Store says seasoning used to make Doritos Flamin' Hot Chips is making Doritos factory workers sick.
Yep.
Workers are sneezing, coughing, and having difficulty breathing. Doritos is working to address the concerns. You stop making the damn chips.
No.
MSN says Cinnabon has introduced a new menu item called the Churro Chilada. The churro chilada is a combination of a churro and a frozen drink and is made with Cinnabon's signature cinnamon and sugar flavors.
Ew.
Ew. And finally, last but not least, Food Dive says University of Nebraska researchers want to grow corn on Mars. Their goal is to revolutionize agricultural science and develop climate-resistant crops. No, you know what? We're getting ready for it. Hey, we're going to have a new Emerald Valley, and it's going to be on Mars. You're going to be able to get the best spot anywhere in the universe from Mars. And then you can really get fat because you're going to eat, get the munchies all the time to be the fattest nation in the world.
Yes, and of course, on Mars, with corn, you can make Doritos, and then everybody will be happy. Except for those people who have to breathe in the dust, in which case you just use some Mars dust.
I tried that Flamin' Hot Dorito.
It's
I
too
don't
hot.
Even like that. Yes. It is. It's like, you know, again. So,
it's just hot
and
to be
you get
hot.
It on your fingers and you make the mistake and rub your eye and you're blind for an hour.
Or
you
go
know,
to the bathroom.
Like, you know, yeah. Yeah, boy. It's like, no. I am learning to take better care of my body because it's like it's the only one I'm going to get. So. Yeah, no more. I don't put as much garbage in the system. You know, I haven't had a soda in God knows how long.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Hey, so I can't even make these stories up. This is great. Did you know there is a blob of water that has magically reappeared in the Atlantic? And you're sitting there scratching your head going, Dan, it's water. What are you flipping talking about? Well, apparently it's an aquatic mass known as the Atlantic Equator Water. And apparently they've been pouring over data of it. So I did not know this up until about a year ago. But for instance, if you take oil and water and you put them into a container, you know they won't mix, right? Because they're of different densities.
Exactly.
The Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean are of different salt and mineral densities. They don't mix. There is an absolute wall. You can actually swim and you're going from like green, 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 boom, just like that, blue water. So apparently this blob of water has been missing for years. And It's of its own salinity. It's of its own temperature. It's of its own density, and it had been missing for years. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, they found it again. It's back at the equator. Life is good, and apparently some fish were peeing in it. So anyway, so.
He just had to get that punch in it, didn't he? Yep, fish are peeing in it. Now there you go again. Now, you know, of course, when you're swimming in the ocean, you're swimming in fish pee.
That's right. And you are drinking water that alligators did and Nixon had use of.
It's a real mess out there.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It never stops. It just keeps on going.
Like I said, I never understood, you know, again, it's like you're out on the ocean. It's like, I mean, it's all water, mm-hmm. but you can't drink it. Yeah. No. I mean, hey, you know, that salt will kill you.
Yeah. So, and then there's this last story I want to talk about. There's a famous chef. His name is Robert Irvine from California. He says, these are warning signs never to ignore at a restaurant.
Okay. People with their fingers in their nose.
People with their fingers in their nose. No. First off, I think I may have mentioned this before, so obviously I'm not crazy. The very first thing he does, because he can't go back into the kitchen and see how things are done, he goes into the bathroom. And he looks at the bathroom and sees how clean or how dirty it is. Because if you can't keep a clean bathroom, which is like X number of surfaces, your kitchen is a flipping nightmare. Time to check out. Also, double check and see how, like you said, how people are the waiters and waitresses are treating you and treating others around, how unhappy they are, whether they're wearing jewelry, whether they're picking their nose. You know,
there is one thing that I just will not forgive, and if you come to my table, it's like I'm gonna get up and leave. You know, listen, I'm as amorous as anybody else, but there is something about having a waitress coming to your table with her collar open and all these damn hickeys all over her neck. And it's like if a waitress comes to my table and she's got those, I'm gone. I will not eat there, because you know, again, the very least you can do is put a scarf on to cover that up.
Yeah.
Nobody has to know that, you know, that your boyfriend went trying to become a vampire last night and failed.
Yes. Yes. That and the other. You don't want that one. You don't want that going on.
I went into a phone store I got my new phone. I got to ask you something. Okay. Remember the old flip phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now this is a new flip phone. Is that thing going to be tougher to track down?
No, it'll be easier. Oh yeah, all the new technology. Look, you're basically walking around with a tracking device. Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah. They know where you are. You know,
we need to get a hold of Mr. Slade.
Oh, I found him. Oh, but he turned off his GPS. Yeah, I know. He's right here.
This is why I don't care when I leave my phone at home.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but he turned his phone off. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's like,
nah,
hey, it doesn't matter.
We know you're there. But one more thing about restaurant. It's that standard joke. It's like a guy comes over and he goes, "Here's your steak, sir." And he puts it down. And he goes, "Excuse me, you just had your thumb on my steak." "Yes, sir. I had to." "Why?" "Well, I didn't want to drop it for a third time." So. With that, we're gonna let this go. Talk about plastic rock later. You guys have a great week. We'll be back here next week for reasons I can't fully understand.
That is a great way to end the show, Dano. My hat's off to you, brother.
There you go.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
Woo! Keep laughing.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mr. Slade.
Bye, Mr. Mason.
Hi, Freddie. Happy New Year.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
quack and quack.
I don't know what time it is, but it's 58. I can tell you that. 58, so we're really on time. Damn, this is good.
Quack, 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 quack,
shoot that damn duck. Bang. Our engine.
I'll get your wallet.
Yeah, Family Guy did a scene where Elmer Fudd finally got bugged. He shot that poor rabbit like 5 times and grabbed it by his head and pushed his neck.
Did he make a stew out of him?
He just dragged him all bloody.
That's great.
That's what our kids need to see. Yeah.